Hey, good evening. This is Tony Rice. You're listening to Verum Sports. It's the last live Verum Sports of 2018, and we're going to end it with a real powerful move here. We're joined on the line by St. Albans' own judo master, I think it's fair to say, Amy Platten. 17-year-old Amy Platten. Welcome. Good evening to Verum Sports. How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you.
Well, really appreciate you being willing to join us today. I tell you what, goodness me, Amy, it's been a busy year for you. You've been all over the Europe and the world, winning in Denmark, winning in Wales. What a 2018 it's been. You must be kind of a little bit exhausted, I would imagine, now.
I am exhausted. It's been a very busy year, juggling both competitions and training, plus school. I'm doing my A-levels, so I'm still having exams and rising and things like that, so it's been a busy year.
Is it tough to kind of prioritise, or do you just kind of get good at it, given this is your life, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to stay organised. There's times when I've obviously got to, if I've got a competition coming up, I'm putting that first, and then if I've got an exam, putting that first. It's just kind of juggling it a little bit.
Yeah, I tell you what, goodness me, I think you could teach me a thing or two, not just about the mighty art of judo, but just getting life in order. That's phenomenal. I mean, just this week, goodness me, third in the British Championship up in Sheffield, second at the British under-21 level. I mean, it's just kind of a constant regime, and it must be, I mean, judo is so intense, isn't it? Just talk us through a little bit about your training process, and then the mindset to get into kind of championship mode.
Yeah, so when the competition's coming up, I up the training, obviously. I normally do shuttle runs every day. That's kind of partly to keep fit, partly to get into the zone sort of thing. It's kind of preparing you mentally because it is a tough sport. You need to train a lot, plus it's a lot of mental aspects that you need to be strong in, not just physically. I'm normally training every day. I have Tuesday off to kind of get my schoolwork in, but there's kind of strength and conditioning I'm doing, technical training I have to do, like drills and that sort of thing, plus like practice fighting. There's a lot of different elements that make up the sport.
I mean, this is the year of physical activity here in Hertfordshire, and you're a true kind of, you know, inspiration. I'm really fascinated. What drew you to judo? And the moment you kind of put on the kit and did your first, I don't know, ippon and things of that nature, did you just feel, this is my home, this is where I belong?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I've always been really competitive from a young age, and I was kind of involved in a lot of different sports, like swimming, gymnastics, anything I can really get involved in. And my dad used to do judo a long time ago, and he would kind of mention it here and there. It just seemed like something no one really did. I didn't really know much about it, and it just seemed interesting to me. And I liked that it's kind of individual sport, that it's down to you. You're on the mat and you're against one other person. Kind of liked that aspect, and I kind of obviously took it as a little hobby at the start. And then I started doing international events and winning things. And when I started winning things, I was thinking, oh, well, maybe I am good at this. Pick it up properly.
Well, that's phenomenal. Just you touched on something there. This is something I'm very lucky. You know, I get to talk to all manner of phenomenal stars and sports people, and from all kind of walks of life. And the thing that always I find really, really interesting to kind of get a handle on, and everybody's got their own kind of take on it. Obviously, to get to that international level, you're a supreme athlete. That's a given. Physicality's sort of in the bag. But then at the level of competition, you kind of alluded to it. Tell me about the mental aspect and just how important kind of a focused mind is. Maybe, perhaps, even over and beyond the necessary requirements of the physicality at that elite level.
I mean, yeah, the mental strength is so important, I think. So I'm on the TAS sports program, and they provide sports psychology. And I think it's just as important to focus on the mental state and how you are, because it can really affect how I am on a competition day. If you're not in the right mindset, it can really determine how your outcome. And it's so hard because judo is so unpredictable. I think all athletes can understand that you need to be in the right headset, you need to be in the right mindset, and the more you train, the more you practice, the more confident you'll be. And I think confidence is so important. You need to believe that you can do it for you to actually do it, if you know what I mean. So,
do you sort of visualise yourself as the champion?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Visualisation, I do a lot of that. Like, even if I'm in school and I'm in lessons, I probably shouldn't be doing it, but I'm sat there and I'm thinking about how I'm fighting and thinking about my techniques. I do it all the time.
That's phenomenal. Again, it's the kind of focus that sets out the championes from the sort of also-rans. Again, and phenomenal year, as we've said, and it's kind of winding down now, and I'm sure it's going to be even bigger in 2019 beyond. But 2017, just take us back. The first GB Euro Youth Olympic Festival gold winner since 1999. That must have been amazing. Tell us about that moment on the podium and that elation, I guess, after all that hard work of getting that gold.
Amazing. It was just like no other experience. It was like my first gold medal internationally at this level, and they played the national anthem, and it was just amazing. And I went with Team GB, so it was like a big multi-sport event, and It was just incredible. I just can't even put it into words how great it was, and just the relief after it's over. It's just like it all paid off. It all just worked out nicely for me.
I guess maybe a prelude of things to come, I guess, as we visualise into the future. There's beginning to be quite a culture of success in UK judo. Do you, I guess, look up to the likes of Sally Conway, bronze medal back in Rio, the slightly heavier category than 70 kilos. Previous to that, Gemma Gibbons, silver, of course, in London 2012. For you, is the Olympics the vision, the real kind of driver?
Yeah, I think for most athletes, definitely for me, I'm on the pathway, and the end goal is hopefully the 2024 Olympics. That's what I'm going for. And I think some of the training sessions, I'm actually on the same mat as these previous Olympians and athletes at world-class level. And it's definitely an inspiration, especially for women. That
sure.
A lot of the British judo success is for women, and it's nice to have that on the mat and be inspired by it, and also hopefully be an inspiration myself in the future and be a role model for women to get involved and things like that. So, yeah, definitely.
Just on that, I guess ultimately, you know, it must be great during the Olympics because it does give a much wider audience to the likes of judo, which, again, obviously you love. I feel your passion for it, and I can only imagine the energy, commitment and dedication required. But for the most part, it's never going to be sort of a football rugby in the British sporting psyche. So I guess that Olympic spotlight, again, and Commonwealth as well, etc., really is vital, I suppose, for all of these, for want of a better word, it's not the right or fair word, but sort of less mainstream sports.
Yeah, I know, it's a shame that it's not kind of aired as much as other sports, because it really is such a, it's an amazing sport. It's so different and like strange from an outsider to look at how it works, and it just takes so much like effort and dedication, as do most sports, but doing it myself and not seeing it aired as much is kind of a shame, really. But yes, when it comes to the Olympics and Commonwealth and when it's aired on TV, it's just so great for people to kind of get involved. And people all around me like always want to see me fighting and videos of it. So, no, it's good.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, you really are a sort of beacon in your own right, which must be kind of phenomenal, but a weird pressure for a young girl. But it seems to me that you just are appreciative of that fact and just almost enjoying that kind of role model aspect that you have just by dint of being an international athlete.
Yeah, definitely. I think I choose to do it. Like, no one's forcing me to take up this sport. And obviously, it has so many... it's made me sacrifice a lot and become very disciplined, but I do it for a reason. Like, I have the motivation and I have the determination to do it, and I think the reward of winning and kind of everything paying off is just like no other thing. So yeah, these are the reasons why I do it,
and it's really culminating in lots of other things. You really strike me as a young lady with a total appreciation and humility. Very little ego is being portrayed by you, which is amazing. But it's also ultimately nice to get these kind of individual recognitions for such hard work and such success. So, I mean, you know, this year, winner of the South Southeast Region Young Sportsperson of the Year. Back in the Oval, I think you were very close to actually winning the whole sweep there quite recently. So that must have been phenomenal. But more importantly, I think, must have been the OCS mentoring and bursary support. Tell me a little bit about that and what that means for you now as a rising star.
Yeah, it's amazing to be recognised as an individual. There's so many young sports people in the UK, and especially a sport that, as you said earlier, less rare and common. It's definitely nice to be recognised, and kind of it gives you that extra motivation to see people do believe in you and support you. And this OCS award has basically given me a bursary and a mentor to kind of support me on my journey.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's limited people who do judo in the UK, it's really important to travel and get the experience of in other countries fighting it abroad and training. And but that obviously costs money and travelling and everything. So the bursary from OCS is definitely going to help, and it's also funding a trip to Japan I'm hoping to go to next year. And everything's just so helpful that I get. And the mentoring is amazing. You get allocated a person within the company to kind of just check in on you, ask how you're doing, and just kind of help you guide and that sort of thing.
Again, that's so critical because, you know, in anything, when you are getting to these higher and higher levels, it sometimes can be, I know you're part of a GB team and things of that nature, but as you rightly said, you know, when it comes down to it, on the mat, you are on your own. So, you know, to have that support from people who've been there, done that, know the story, know some of the stresses and the strains that you're going through, that must be such a force of good in your world. I'm really delighted to hear that you've earned that opportunity.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for it. And I think, obviously, I've got friends and everything around me supporting me, but not everyone kind of understands, like, the full package of everything. And my dad is my coach as well, so sometimes it's nice to just kind of be able to speak to someone outside of the close circle, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
So, no, it's fantastic.
And again, you know, I was on the Final Home Sports Live of the Year, which is this very Saturday. Joining us in studio is a young girl, just 12 now, called Hiasa Vickery. A wonderful young woman, a biathlete and a triathlete, travels all over the world, just back from Egypt. And talking to her, and obviously yourself off to Japan, being in Denmark, the paradox is, when you get rather good at these sports, again, the international travel comes in. And, you know, let's be frank, these things, they're not cheap. So it really is important that, I guess, these OCS schemes and opportunities are in place, because otherwise, unfortunately, as good as you are, there would only be a certain level that you can get to, I suppose.
Oh, 100%. I think every penny counts, and it is expensive, especially if you're having to do it a lot, and, you know, it's just money. And I think it's definitely, I'm lucky that it doesn't affect me, that I've got these bursaries to help me get to where I want to go.
I mean,
it's definitely important.
Do you know what? Honestly, this has been a real pleasure to chat to you. I truly wish you every continued success. I'm sure you're on for bigger and better. It's, I guess, that time of year where we're all kind of pondering on our years and making plans for 2019. You mentioned Tokyo. What else is kind of on the Amy Platten's to achieve list 2019?
Well, I've got my A-levels down, so I need to make sure I get that there. But in terms of judo, I've got more European Cups coming up. I've got the World Championships next year that hopefully I'll qualify for, and that's in, I think it's in Morocco, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the goal. But I've also got the European Championship. I need to qualify. A lot of it is qualifying, so I've got to go to other European Cups to medal at those. But that's kind of the goal, to get to those two big events.
Perfect. Well, listen, from myself, all of us here at Venom Sport, wishing you well from that with that project and that goal, as you visualise, as you apply, and as you continue on your stellar way. Amy, in closing, again, you're an inspiration. Is there a website, maybe a judo website, if people are listening, maybe found this so compelling that they want to see if they could be the next Amy Platten? How can we get involved?
There's a British judo website to get involved in. I'm not really sure, to be honest.
I guess just Google it up and Google British judo or things like that. Yeah, for sure. Well, look, listen, thank you ever so much again. And I wish you all the very, very best for 2019. And have yourself a mega Christmas time.
Thanks very much. You too.
Thanks a million.